For people that don't know what a duathlon is, it's running and riding. There's three legs. You run, then you ride a bike, and then you run again, and very popular.
Yeah, they are, and that is correct. Quite a difficult event. The first run is often done at a blistering pace, and then you jump on the bike for a little bit of a distance ride, and then into the second run, which is always difficult on the legs. But we tend to attract quite a good pool of athletes, and we're looking forward to a fantastic event tomorrow.
Yeah, now, in addition to the state championship, not all of us are state championship contenders. You've got a few other events on as well, including junior events and a 5 kilometre fun run as well.
Yeah, that's correct. So we start off at the very early 8 o'clock with our TriStars. That's the 7 to 9-year-olds and the 10 to 12-year-olds. They'll start off with their run events. And once the kids are over and done with, then we move into the Enticer and the Sprint Series. So the Enticer is the event that we will award the junior state champion for. So that's from ages 14 through to 19. And then the main event is for the seniors, so 20 through to 39, and the veterans, 40 through to 49, and the super veterans, 50 plus. So we've got some fantastic prizes and cash prizes on offer for the state champions.
So
and then just add a bit of spice to it, we're going to throw in a 5K fun run as well for those who are not adept on the bike, just to get down and be part of the action.
Now, the duathlon championship, the state title, will be three legs, a 5 kilometre run, a 20 kilometre cycle leg, and then a 2.5 kilometre run to finish off with, just in case the legs have turned to jelly.
Yeah, that is correct. So it is quite a difficult event in terms of your leg strength, but we find that, you know, kind of splitting up that distance is quite good. So the lead competitors will get around in just over an hour, because we leave the course open for all of the athletes from all levels and all age groups to get that done and get that finished. And we're going to wait for everyone to cross the line before we hand out the awards and the prizes. There were our spot prizes available as well. So, yeah, really good event.
And of course, it's at Coles Beach, it's a relatively flat course, so the time's expected to be pretty quick, and there's lots of good viewing opportunities for spectators as well.
Yeah, it is. Due to COVID restrictions, we've kind of sanctioned off the viewing platforms from one side of the road to the athletes' transition area on the main side near the railway there. But up and down the course, there's lots of spots for people to get in and have a look at some of the premier athletes, and or even just have a look at their friends and family as they get around on the course.
Yep, and it's multiple loops too, so the course itself is only about a bit over a K long, isn't it?
Yep, so in terms of the run, it's about 1.25 out and back, and then the ride is similar. So the ride is roughly 8 laps on the bike, and then again they come back into the run and they do a single lap for their run leg.
Okay, you mentioned a community enticer event and also the fun run. For people that probably aren't members of the club or have wanted to have a go at duathlon or just want to go on the fun run, how do they go about that, Scott?
Yeah, they need to jump onto our website or onto our Facebook page and just follow the links there to register for the event. We were unable, unfortunately, to take entries on the day due to COVID restrictions. So, yeah, encourage you to jump onto our website and onto our Facebook page and check out the links.
Okay, Cradle Coast Triathlon and Multi Sport Club. It all gets underway tomorrow morning at Coles Beach. I think the weather forecast is pretty good for Sunday. And you've got a busy weekend, Scott, because you're going to be at the Tri-X3 indoor event at Splash Devonport today as well.
Yeah, we are. We're heading on down there just before kick-off time at 1 o'clock. I'll be joined by a couple of other members from Triathlon Tasmania, just with a view that we want to get down there and encourage people to enjoy the event, particularly there at Splash, but also importantly to have a look to the future, and we'd like to offer them access to the duathlon race so they'd have a chance to register for that race and compete on the Sunday, but also just to consider joining up to one of the clubs that we have here in Tasmania and become part of the tri community.
Good on you, Scott. Have a great weekend, and thank you for your time this morning.
No worries. Thanks, Martin. We'll speak again soon.